Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called Don't Respect the Proud. And this comes from Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. When entering into a contention for the faith once delivered, professing Christians always desire respect. This respect comes from a culture Satan has developed centered around man-pleasing. I was deep in this system as a lost man, completing my run through the college system, being indoctrinated into the hive mind of intellectual debate. But is respect reserved for those who hold to lies, pride, or rebellious ways? Are we supposed to have respect of persons at all when adhering to the Lord's truth? Proverbs 28:21. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. Acts 10:34-35. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Romans 2:11. For there is no respect of persons with God. Ephesians 6, verse 9. And ye, masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Colossians 3:24-25. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. And James 2 verse 1. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. If a man claims to be of Christ, to have the Holy Spirit, to be walking according to what is required of him, yet fails to show the fruit, should we respect him according to his words? Matthew 7, verse 20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. A man can know the word of God front to back, but if he fails to apply it and follow after it, he's a fool and an idolater. James 1, 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Job 27, verse 8. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul? 1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. As Paul wrote to Titus concerning the treacherous Jews seeking to destroy the faith of some, Titus 1:10-14, For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things that which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, The Cretans are always liars. Evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. So then, men who claim the Lord's name fail to yield themselves to the Lord, then desire respect in conversations about the Lord, rightly receive no respect, as their mouths must be stopped. They need a sharp rebuke more than another flesh-pleasing intellectual debate, which put them in their hypocritical position in the first place. Luke 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. So that was my short study on Don't Respect the Proud. I hear it a lot out in the streets. You should show respect. We should have respectful conversation. Well, I really like that verse in Titus 1, the letter to Titus Paul sent, that you shouldn't give heed to Jewish fables because they were treacherous Jews trying to destroy the faith of some believers, and commandments of men that turn from the truth. That's so important. You're not supposed to give heed to them. You're not supposed to listen to them. Hear their side of the story. Their mouths must be stopped. They're teaching falsehood. They have no standing. And if false teachers claim Christ, if people who claim Christ, they haven't come out of the world, they aren't following after him in spirit and truth, they have a bunch of false doctrine, if they want respect in a conversation, they better get in line with the truth. They better be seeking after truth, and they better be hearing more than they're speaking, because they don't have the truth where they're at. And we see the fruit of that. You can test the fruit of that. So I encourage you, don't respect the proud. Don't respect those who turn aside to lies, that listen to lies more than the truth. They don't need respect. They need a sharp rebuke, especially if they claim Christ. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.